AI coverage today spans from the very technical to the very skeptical. And I want to start with QuinAgent World, because it represents a genuine research advance that deserves more attention than it's getting in the mainstream. The paper introduces language world models for general agents, essentially the idea that you can train a model to simulate how the world responds to actions, which then becomes a planning environment for an agent without needing to interact with the real world for every training signal. Think of it as giving an AI agent a mental model it can run ahead through before committing to an action.
The reason this matters from a business and deployment perspective is that one of the core bottlenecks in deploying AI agents in production is the cost and latency of every action requiring a real API call or real system interaction. If an agent can simulate likely outcomes internally, you can do a lot more planning before you take expensive real-world actions. The Quen team at Alibaba Cloud is advancing a research direction that has been discussed theoretically for years, but hasn't had the scale of empirical results behind it.
The Elden Ring AI story is a wonderful counterpoint to this. A detailed technical analysis of how From Software's game AI works reveals that the enemies in Elden Ring, which has a reputation for being extraordinarily difficult, are actually using extremely simple behavioral state machines. No neural networks, no complex planning, no tree search. Just carefully authored sequences of attack patterns with some randomness injected. The reason it feels intelligent and challenging is entirely a product of excellent animation, hitbox design, and the pacing of when different behaviors trigger.
That's one of those results that seems counterintuitive, but makes complete sense once you think about it. Game AI has a fundamentally different success criterion than research AI. It needs to be fun, not optimal. An AI opponent that plays optimally is not enjoyable. The goal is to create the feeling of facing a skilled, intentional opponent while actually running something that can be tested, debugged, and tuned by artists and designers who aren't AI researchers.
Then there's the eval startups fail piece, which is getting traction in the HN comments. The core argument is that companies built around evaluating AI model outputs, providing benchmarks and scoring infrastructure for enterprises buying AI capabilities, have a structural problem. The thing they're measuring improves rapidly enough to make their evaluation frameworks obsolete, and the people who buy their product are increasingly able to build their own evaluation pipelines as the tools mature.
Which connects to the Ars Technica piece on bursting the AI bubble, which approaches this from a more adversarial angle, arguing that the AI investment cycle is vulnerable to disruptions at the infrastructure layer, specifically energy and chip supply chains. 24 points and 15 comments, which is modest, but the comments are substantive.
And this is where I want to do our what if we're wrong discussion, because the QuinAgent World paper is articulating what seems to be the emerging consensus position in AI research, that language world models, or internal simulation, is the key missing piece for capable general agents. The research community is coalescing around this as the next major capability unlock. And I want to pressure test that assumption.
Let's do it. State the claim clearly.
The claim is AI agents will become dramatically more capable and deployable once they have learned world models that let them simulate the consequences of actions before taking them. The mechanism is that planning quality improves when you have a model of future states, and the bottleneck today is the cost and latency of real-world interaction during planning.
What's the strongest counterargument?
That world model fidelity is the critical assumption that might not hold. For a world model to be useful for planning, it needs to be accurate enough that simulated outcomes predict real outcomes with sufficient reliability. In domains with well-defined rules, chess, Go, video games, this is tractable. But in open-ended real-world settings, the gap between simulated outcomes and real outcomes might be large enough that the agent's planning based on the world model is systematically misleading. You could build an agent that gets very good at planning within its model of the world, while the real world diverges from that model in ways the agent can't detect.
That's the Goodhart's Law problem applied to world models. The model becomes the target, not the underlying reality.
Exactly. And here's the specific assumption that could be wrong. that agents will be deployed in domains where the world model's errors are recoverable. If the agent takes a wrong action in a recoverable domain, sends a bad email draft, makes a wrong API call that can be undone, you can tolerate a lot of world model error. But if the deployment domain involves irreversible actions, financial transactions, physical control systems, medical decisions, then world model error has a completely different cost structure.
So the community might be right that world models are the key technical advance, but the business adoption curve could be much slower than the technical capability curve because the deployments that would most benefit from better agents are exactly the deployments where model error is most dangerous.
Right. Here's what to watch for if this concern is valid. You'll see the research benchmarks for agent performance improve rapidly on simulated or sandboxed tasks, while real-world production deployments cluster in low-stakes, high-reversibility domains. The spread between benchmark performance and production deployment would be the signal that world model errors are constraining deployment in ways the research community isn't fully accounting for. If instead you see aggressive production deployment in high-stakes domains, that would suggest practitioners have found ways to validate world model fidelity that aren't yet well documented in the research literature.
That's a genuinely useful frame. The eval startup discussion is relevant here too. Part of what makes eval hard is exactly this. How do you know if your agent's world model is reliable enough for the deployment context you're considering?